The problem with most marketers out there that tell you how to do things, and also website designers, and people who set up a lot of these platforms for the arts and then expect you to put your stuff in and plug it in with no directories, is that they are not designed to sell art to collectors. It's designed for you to do your own marketing, but the collectors are not finding you because it doesn't count towards the improvement of your search results, but rather their platform. So to my mind, the thing is that you want to use your time and your efforts to the maximum efficiency. You do not want to be spending endless amounts of hours marketing to someone else's gallery or platform you have no control over, and that you can't follow the statistics and learn about. So the market with the idea that the website that you create for your art is no longer an online brochure. Your website is a living, breathing marketplace center for your art, just like constructing a brick-and-mortar gallery space by hand, or your Fifth Avenue storefront with your work in the window. So I've done a lot of experimenting and trial and error, and I found certain things just aren't worth my time and effort. Certain things are paying off and starting to get bubbling, and I can feel that the bubbling is growing, and that means momentum is building. But I didn't want people to just flounder around and try to hit and miss things. I think it's important to share information when you find something that you can really need to get on the table, because I want the arts to succeed. I want to get through this period of transition, and I want them all to be in good shape by the time the economy actually comes back and is up and running. So what I'm doing here is recording our conversations with professional artists, and then you are going to be able to listen to this podcast and write your information down, study, think about it, go and experiment with it, come back and ask questions in the comments. And if there is enough interest, we can do a live Zoom meeting question answer session. If you can submit your questions ahead of time, it will be smoother, and we'll be able to cover more material. I hope this helps, and I look forward to hearing your questions and comments.